It's 9:15.
The Chris Moyle Show. Today with Alan Carr.
Oh, Alan Carr.
International Radio 1.
Here is Mr. Alan Carr.
Morning.
Oh, look, he looks all tired.
Doesn't he?
And sleepy.
I am sleepy.
I know you are. You were gigging last night, weren't you?
In Salisbury.
Oh. So you, what time did you get your head down?
Oh, 1:30.
What time did you get to sleep?
Oh, you are awful.
1:40. Hello, Alan.
Hello.
Welcome to our lovely studio again.
No, it's nice to be back.
Yeah, because you were filming in here before, but now you're a proper guest, and you don't have Chewbacca with you.
No, no.
Ruining it and rubbing your back.
No. He's in LA.
Is he? Doing what?
Bring back Star Wars.
Oh, that would be great.
I know. Having vol-au-vents with
Carrie
Fisher and
Harrison
Ford. Chewbacca, and there's me in Salisbury. It was nice, though. They were lovely in Salisbury.
Were they nice?
I was in the same theatre. Titanic the musical was happening the week after, so that's good.
How's that going down?
Oh, yeah. It's hard to find things to rhyme with iceberg, though, isn't it?
Mm,
I can't think of anything. It's like orange.
No, that's people say that, but what? Borange?
Oh, yeah, that rhyme. Oh, yeah.
Lozenge?
Oh, yeah, lozenge.
Do you miss Justin, or are you thankful of the peace when you're away from him?
I really miss him. Do you know we went on holiday together?
Did you?
This is a sore point for me.
What?
You invited me on holiday. Do you remember?
Oh, yeah, we did.
I even gave you the name of a hotel to stay at, and you didn't believe me, so you rang your friend. And your friend said, oh, it's nice there. So you said, I've rang my friend. He says, it's nice. So I'm not lying.
Well, he went,
come away. You're our new friend. Come on holiday with us. I heard nothing.
We waited at Stansted for 2 hours. You never turned up.
Gatwick! Said Gatwick!
Oh, no! Oh, what a shame.
Where did you go? Did you go to America?
Went to Miami together.
See, you invited me.
I know. But you know the funny...
Not the phone.
Don't throw that at me.
I'm so angry.
You threw a phone at me.
Like Steve Wright. So when did he go away to Miami?
Oh, we went in October.
Right, I was around then. I was free. I had holiday.
Yeah. Well, that was funny because we had this really trendy hotel on South Beach and we looked the business and we were like sunbathing on one of those lounges. Someone had took a picture of us and Justin was asleep. It was in More magazine.
Right.
Justin was asleep dribbling, and I was doing a Puzzler magazine.
Oh, nice!
With Carol Vorderman on the front and a biro that the sellotape had. I just want to be cool. You know what I mean?
I can't believe you
I love a word search, though, didn't you?
I can't believe you went.
Oh, get over yourself.
I even suggested where to stay, and I bet you stayed there.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
Well, listen, we could go somewhere. We could collect some tokens out the sun, Great Yarmouth. Do you like caravanning?
You could be
with you.
You could be celebrity holiday friends. You know, a bit like Cilla Black goes away with Paul O'Grady
That's
and Dale
right.
Winton.
I could be your Cilla.
Oh, yeah. What a lovely idea.
You wake up in the morning, I'm cooking breakfast and a penny. Surprise, surprise, it's bacon and eggs.
Oh, we're going to have a lot of bacon.
It would be great.
It would be good.
I'd look forward to that day.
That ain't going
to
happen, is it?
Yeah, but no, I thought we bonded. When I did the Friday Night Project,
please.
Oh, what?
Why are you dragging this up?
Because...
You got your money, just leave it.
Because I thought...
Why do you want to take it one step further? I don't want to be your friend.
So horrible.
I'm joking. Ah.
You buck-toothed specky guest. Now, listen.
Yeah.
I watched the DVD.
What's this about the lights?
Sophie likes the lights in the background. She said they look very pretty.
Mm.
She said this 30 minutes into the DVD. But no, she enjoys it. We're big fans of yours. She thought your material was a bit poor, but yeah. She liked... No, I'm joking.
She liked it aesthetically.
Yeah. And, we watched it last night. It's called Tooth Fairy. It's out today.
Mm.
And I've watched it. And it's very good. Do you know what it would make?
A great
Christmas present for a friend, but you can't wait that long to watch it, so you should buy 2 copies. Watch one yourself.
And put one away in somebody's stocking.
One away in someone's stocking.
That's a lovely idea.
Yeah. And it's a bargain. And if you like Alan Carr, you'll love this DVD. If you don't like Alan Carr, don't buy it.
Mm, won't be your thing.
He's all over it.
Mm. Yeah. If you like good lighting, watch it as well.
Exactly. If your surname is Carr, you'll see your name up in lights.
Yeah.
But you call it Tooth Fairy, and you talk about your teeth in it, and I think you put yourself down.
They're horrible, my teeth.
No, they're not that bad.
They look like toe separators.
No, they don't.
I think you're being harsh on yourself.
Well, I have a problem, you know what I mean? It's like my own, you
get
know.
Well, get them fixed. With all the dough you're earning, love, get them fixed.
Can you see me with veneers?
Well, just, you can straighten them up. You can file them down a little bit. Mm.
10 years younger, maybe I should go on that.
You could go on Extreme Makeover.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Where they just give ugly people really big teeth. Don't they? Don't they? Shergar coming down the stairs.
Maybe you want to keep them, Alan. Maybe you want to keep them. Like, Madonna has a gap, doesn't
yes.
she? And she's always kept that.
Yes, because if you have a gap, it means, doesn't it? What's it mean? Intelligence.
Yeah, well you've got about four gaps.
I'm up there with Carol Vorderman.
I've got a gap in my front
teeth. You have?
You have as well?
And the only thing it's good for is whistling through your teeth.
Oh, a clever idea.
Thanks, cheers. But no, I think you look lovely, and you put yourself down
the
way through.
I know.
I've got to be honest, I'm not a gay man, but if I was, I'd have a kiss and a cuddle with you.
Oh, what a lovely thing,
isn't it? What a compliment.
Yeah.
Would you really?
Yeah, why not?
Oh.
You're off the telly.
You're shallow, yeah.
I could be watching Friday Night Project going... I've had him.
Oh, no, don't.
Yeah. I haven't been able to say that since the Cheeky Girls were on X Factor.
No.
I've had him. Anyway. Don't know, I enjoyed it. It's very good.
And you're coming on my new show.
Oh, yeah, I need to talk about that. I can't make it.
You're not.
No, I'm
oh, no. I'm looking forward to it.
Alan Carr is a new television project. Well, did I tell everybody what it's about?
Only because you've forgotten.
No,
would you like to tell?
Oh, I'll tell them if you want. Okay. Smart ass. It's a mixture between family fortunes and friends like these or something.
No, it's not.
It's like Winner Takes All on acid.
Is it not a chat show then?
No. It's all the best bits of Cash in the Attic.
Right.
With the plot of Artbeat. Oh, it's wonderful.
It's brilliant. Going up to Yorkshire and film it next week.
Oh, when we're in that bath going down that hill.
Oh,
it's funny.
What a laugh. No,
it's called Celebrity Ding Dong. Alan Carr, Celebrity Ding Dong.
I'd say it's a nice title.
Yeah, are celebrities better than civilians? I'll find out once and for all.
And what?
Just being human beings.
Oh.
It's good.
Sounds good.
I like it.
Yeah.
So there's going to be a team of celebs versus a team of, as I call them, normos.
Yeah.
You know, normal people.
Yeah.
You know, so, like the people that you live next to you, Dave?
Yeah.
Yeah, normal people.
Alan and Joe.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Really normal names.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
Unlike Dave and his wife. I don't know what I'm going to say. Anyway, so I'm on the show. I don't know who I'm on with. I tried to get other people involved in your
project. Oh, it's great, Nate. There's Maureen from Drive School.
Oh,
you
please.
Like her.
Oh, she's still around.
No, yes, no, yes, she's on.
Give me some stars, Alan. Come on.
Jeremy Spake.
Oh, from Airport.
Airport. Oh,
no. What about
my
him?
My doppelganger.
What about him? Who's the salon fella with the hair? He's on the shampoo advert. Have you dug him up?
What's his name? No, not him.
So salon quality, darling. Ricardo. Him, Ricardo. You should have got
Ricardo,
him on.
Ricardo, he's on. Do you remember the woman who did the shake and vac advert? She's on.
Oh,
we've
like
got her
know.
On a light pencil.
Well, sure. Well, she's very busy.
She's busy. She's flying in from LA.
She does the Northern Working Man's Club circuit. You do that. It's a very short set.
Yes.
She goes down a storm. No, I'm looking forward to it. I think I'm filming it to... next week, I think.
Yeah. We've got some great guests on. Johnny Vegas, Davina.
Oh. Yeah, very good. So yeah. Two people, that's good.
Two
that's going to string it out for a six-week series. How's week six? Is Justin on it?
No, he's in LA, isn't he?
We didn't want him, did he? He's trying to separate himself from him.
Well, yeah. You don't mean you've got to keep your distance and your restraining order.
You know what you're like. You just chew them up and spit them out and you never go back.
Like,
just like me.
I read in the paper... celebrity drink. You said, oh, me and Justin went out, had lots of drinks together. I was there.
You stayed for one and then you had to get a train for your niece's christening.
Well, you still could have said I was there.
You stayed for one. You had a baby shower and a pack of salt and vinegar and you left. I've got to get the train.
Oh, these pork scratchings are repeated on me.
It was a very nice day. Justin and I got very drunk.
Oh,
and Justin gets even more affectionate after a few beers.
Oh, I know.
Was that the day that I came to see you and then I left you? You were just staying for one and you stayed for about 8 or 9 hours.
They were Alan and Justin were on We filmed the Friday Night Project the night before on a Thursday.
And then on
it's
the
all a lie. And then...
on the Friday, you were in on the show.
With Joe Wiley.
That's right. And then afterwards, we went and had a little cheeky scoop down the road. So and we, I was on the way home.
That's right. We went into the pub about 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
And Alan left about 3 minutes past. And then Justin and I stayed drinking till 7 o'clock in the evening.
I know.
And now the thing with Justin Lee Collins is he's very tactile.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
He's a hugger, isn't he?
Oh, is he? But what he does is he strokes you. Alan, come here.
Yeah.
While he stood next to you, he strokes your back like this.
Mm.
You lovely man. You lovely, lovely man. Lovely. Oh, and then he gives you a big hug and he just carries on stroking you.
It's a bit much. Yeah.
Like that. Well, you imagine this after a few beers. His tongue was virtually down my throat, Alan.
Yeah, yeah. But you get stubble rash as well. That's the thing.
He's a hairy fella,
but with my beard and his beard, too, it was a nightmare.
Start a fire.
We were stuck together for 3 hours.
Well, you know, when we had to, we gave Kylie the Q Award for Icon, well, he was all over her. Oh, his hands were attached to her bum. Like, all right. And because he's got the accent, all right, my lover, all right. He's actually a sex pest.
Oh, he is. He's a dirty perv.
But he's got that voice and people go, oh, what's he like? Like this. You know, if he was next to a photocopier doing that to someone, no. They could sue.
Let me hear your impression of Justin again.
Oh, you like this, all right? You like that, my love? All right, right. That's good, isn't it? Because I don't do accents.
I feel grubby.
You feel grubby?
I feel grubby already.
I could only do that and Katharine Hepburn.
Okay.
Because I sound like her now, don't I? Katharine Hepburn.
Yeah.
No, is that Katharine Hepburn?
Well, you sound more like Fran Spencer. Can you do Katharine Hepburn doing the dog's done a whoopsie in the garden?
The dog's done a whoopsie in the garden.
There you go.
That sounded more like a Dalek.
I like it. I like Alan Carr.
Oh, I like you too.
But you just don't like me enough to go on holiday with me.
Oh, please.
I even suggest a bloody hotel.
People are going to talk. Three men together on holiday. What? People would talk. I've got a reputation.
Yeah, but Justin would have brought his internet, Brian, wouldn't he? Or whatever he would have brought, you know?
Yeah, you know.
This month's woman. You know? What's your name again, my love? Sarah. Susie. That's it, Susie. All right, my lover. I just see him sitting in his Speedos with his big hairy beard and his big hairy head.
Don't pull that.
Does someone like Justin Collins not put you off, men? Would they, surely he's enough to
so
tell you
lovely.
Straight.
Oh, he's nice.
Really?
But you know what? People think that's made up. He's always that excitable.
He is.
He is. You know that advert where the kid can't sleep because it's going to Euro Disney? That's what he's like. I can't sleep. Because that's what he would be like before Kylie at the Q Awards. I'm going to touch Kylie. I can't sleep.
And
then I go, I can't sleep either.
That should be the advert for the Friday Night Project when it comes back.
Yeah, I can't sleep.
Oh, and you run downstairs.
Because you know what we've got on the Friday Night Project, but I can't tell Justin. I've been told not to tell him. God. We've got David Hasselhoff.
Have you?
Because they told me he'll get too excited.
He will.
And I thought, I've got to keep it quiet. He'll get too excited. He will not sleep.
Now you've said that on National Radio 1, he will never find out.
No.
Oh, he's in America, isn't he?
He's in America, that's
so
why.
Are
we broadcast to America. We're on in America right now.
Really? Yeah. Hello, America.
And Canada.
Oh, this could go on for ages. Hello, Philippines. Hello.
Well, listen, hang around, because we've got lots to talk about. Stop looking at me like that.
I always look like this.
Oh, sorry.
It's like when the people in the street come up to you. Have you had an accident? Excuse me.
Lovely Alan Carr is here. His DVD's out today. It's called Tooth Fairy, which is funny because he's got a wobbly
teeth. It's a good name. We like the name.
And likes fairy. Right, Dave, let's do Tedious Link. Go on, then. Go on. Alan, say that was the Verve and the drugs don't work on Radio 1.
That was the Verve and the drugs don't work on Radio 1.
Brilliant.
That's why you can't be a DJ.
What? Stop looking at me and dressing me with your eyes. Ladies and gentlemen, Alan Carr is here.
Because the trouble with this voice, there's a lot of this stuff I can't do with this voice. And that's the trouble.
You could do voiceovers for the movies.
Hmm.
No, I couldn't.
You could.
I couldn't do do documentaries, could I? Poland, 1939.
Well, no, not that. But you could say...
In a world where time forgot.
In a world where time forgot.
No, but you've got to, you know, make it more gravelly.
A time where world forgot.
No, not in a time where world forgot.
In a world where time forgot.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, one man in his struggle.
One man in his struggle.
And his dog.
No, that sounds like Hayley from Coronation Street.
Anyway, Seamless Link, Dave.
Seamless Link, I think.
Very nice record. Reverb and
they were fantastic, apparently, on Friday night, says Rachel.
I saw them on Thursday. Well, it was when going out for a fag. Yeah, they're very good. Right, let's do half time on the show. This is the bit where Dave likes to say.
Let's get ready to ramble!
Beautiful.
Back to you.
His third debut live DVD is called Tooth Fairy is out today, Mr. Alan Carr. It was filmed at the Hammersmith Apollo in London earlier this year. He's just finished his stand-up tour last night, Salisbury City Hall, and before that on Saturday night, he performed at Edinburgh's Playhouse. He became a household name as being the co-host of the Friday Night Project with Justin Lee Collins. He and Justin are jointly nominated for the Best Comedy Entertainment Personality Award at this year's British Comedy Awards, which won't be on television. you're up against Nevermind the Buzzcocks, Simon Amstel and Stephen Fry, host of QI.
Oh, we ain't going to win that, are we?
You might win that. Mm.
Do you reckon?
You might do.
That Stephen Fry's clever, isn't he?
Yeah, he is, but, you know, more people watch your show.
Do you reckon? Oh, that's nice.
I know. And that's on the 5th of December, hosted by Jonathan Ross. Not that anybody will see it, because it's not on the telly this year, is it?
I bet I win something just because it's not on. Yeah. It's just my luck.
Why is it not on the telly?
Oh, because
people phone in, didn't they? And it wasn't.
Oh, is that right? Okay.
No.
And then the brand new. Well, on my notes it says, and then the Friday Night Project is back for Christmas and New Year special.
Yeah.
And then it says the series returns back on the screens in January, and then it's been scribbled out, and somebody's written May.
That's right, yeah.
So you're not back on the Friday Night Project, not back till May?
No, well, I'm doing my show in January, and I, and then yeah, Justin's
that, well,
doing
that's not going to last long, love.
Oh, no, probably, yeah.
6 weeks.
Yeah.
You can start Friday night mid-February.
Mm, or early March.
I could, yeah. Probably will get axed.
What are you going to do between now and then? No, you won't get axed.
You'll be the El Dorado of Friday nights. Yeah, that's what someone texted in. They saw Justin. He's apparently not in America.
So. Yeah, he's been spotted in London.
That might just be.
Now, are you two not close in real life? Because surely you'd know his whereabouts if he was
since
in the
holiday, those two I've heard have fallen out.
It's a lookalike.
He could be a lookalike. There's a lot of Justin lookalikes about.
Mm.
God, you wouldn't want to look like him, would you? Should we ring him and see if he's with an American ringtone?
Yes, let's prove it once and for all.
Right.
Well, he was meant to meet me yesterday. He said, I can't, I'm in America.
He's probably just fobbing you off.
That would be great if he's lied.
He's also heard the secret now, because he's in this country.
Oh, I know. They'll be all excited.
Oh, that's Britain. That's Britain.
That's not American ringtone.
He lied to me.
If I put the right number in.
He won't be up at this time, love. You know what he's done? He's left his phone
Welcome
in
to
England.
The orange answer phone.
What, switched on for the last couple of weeks and it's not run out?
Yes, that's it. Yeah.
He's not available.
He's not, he's avoiding you.
See if we can get into his voicemail.
Welcome to the orange answer phone. Welcome to the
orange
answer
phone. That's not the same as the other networks.
I'm in stutter.
No, I think that is the...
Hello? It's Alan. You lied to me, you big hairy beast. I'm never going to do Friday Night Project with you ever again. I hate you. I'm going to do it with Paul O'Grady on that lovely Chris Moyle. And by the way, Kylie's suing you for sexual harassment, you pig. Goodbye.
Don't do it.
There you go.
No. No.
He'll think that was you now because that's such a good impression. I love that. Justin says, I'm afraid, you lovely, lovely man, I can't make lunch today. I'm in America.
Oh, you are. Bye. I'm so gullible.
Push the phone down. You fell for that, love. You're such a moron. Come on, let's go. Let's go lakeside. I don't know, whatever it is.
His wife probably pretended to be Carrie Fisher.
Well, yeah.
Or Chewbacca. Oh, he must be in LA.
I've never met her.
Sound like Chewbacca.
I've never met her. I don't know if she looks like Chewbacca.
No, she don't. I didn't say
that. Well, that's what you said.
You said she did impersonations of Chewbacca.
Why are you trying to split us up? You're trying to split us up. You're like a jealous girlfriend.
And then he wants to steam in.
Yeah, that's
it. That's what it is. You're jealous of Justin.
Yes.
I am.
You wish you were more like him.
I do. In every possible way, Dave. Like you wouldn't believe. Now, let's go through the details about Alan that I have on my biog. Alan is 31 years old.
You haven't got them from Wikipedia, have you? Because it said I died.
Well, no, let's find out. Alan is 31 years old and he's dead.
Oh.
Apparently said he died last night on stage about 9:15. I'm only joking. He picked up the Loaded Laughter Award recently for Best Comedy Double Act.
Yeah.
Yeah, beating who? Exactly.
Duncan Norvell.
What, on his own?
Yeah.
For Best Double Act? It's rumoured that he would be the new Scylla and present a brand new series of Blind Date, but this is just a Laura lies. That's what it
is, yeah. Just because I've got the same size teeth as her, don't mean I want to take her job.
And you're doing the Paul O'Grady show later today. Is that live?
Yes, that's live.
Do you want to take part in the words challenge?
Go on then, what?
We give you a couple of words and you have to try and shoehorn them in into the interview.
Okay, yeah. I've already got one already.
Which?
My Maltese stage manager wants me to get Allora in, which is hello in Maltese.
Well, you just say Allora, Allora laughs.
I'll do that, yes. Seamless. What words?
Paul O'Grady, yeah.
What can I say?
Savaloy.
Savaloy. Well, that's quite easy on the Paul O'Grady show with my camp humour. Oh, I slipped on a Savaloy. That's easy peasy. That's a walk in the park.
Right, what else can we give you?
Let me write down a word for you to say.
No, you don't.
What word can I get him to say?
Moon pig.
Chocolate tortoise.
All right, then I'll put that down in my book.
Right.
Allora, chocolate tortoise.
And Savaloy.
Yeah, but I'm a bit rubbish like that. I might just panic and just shout them at the end.
That's fine.
Allora, chocolate tortoise.
That's fine.
Oh, no. They think I'm mad.
As long as you say him, it works. That'd be good. I'll be watching that today.
Yeah.
I'll be sitting at home watching.
Oh, well, I love Paul O'Grady. He's great.
So do I. It's a brilliant show. I did the show last week and I asked if I could have Alan Carr as a guest, and they said no, because he's on Paul's first show and he returns. I went, well, get him off and get him on my show. And they went, we don't think so.
Well, I'm here to see you today. That's nice, isn't it?
True or false? Alan.
Yes.
You once appeared.
Oh, not on Vanessa.
Yeah.
That's another lie about talking about my agoraphobia.
Your agoraphobia.
It's agoraphobia.
I don't care, it's still a lie.
What's agoraphobia?
Agoraphobia, yeah, that's right.
Or angoraphobia.
Agoraphobia is an anxiety disorder which primarily consists of fear of certain settings that may present an unexpected challenge.
Basically, that's what...
Isn't it when you panic in the precinct and
basically,
stuff like that?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, I don't have that, and I was never on Vanessa. Boom, boom.
I think, to be fair, we're more like, boom, boom.
No, but I mean, I don't know. They said I was the voice of Zippy. They said that Lionel Blair taught me chemistry.
The voice of Zippy is brilliant.
It's just awful. Who puts these things on? Then they said I'd died. And my friend, David, rang me up and said, it says on the internet that you're dead. Even though I answered the phone and said, hello. Yes, I am dead. You can get me on this number.
I think... I'm gonna put a rumour out about you, I think. I love the voice.
We could edit Wikipedia now to something completely...
Can you edit it? Is that what you do?
Yeah, I presume so.
Alan, it wouldn't surprise me if Alan edited Wikipedia.
What should we do?
Alan Carr is... obviously he is Jimmy Carr's cousin.
And is dating Kylie.
Yes, but like, yeah.
Or Princess Stephanie of Monaco.
No one's going to believe that.
Michael of Kent.
Yeah, there you go.
He met Justin on the stand-up circuit years ago when the two dated for a short time till Justin realised that actually gay life wasn't for him.
Ran back in the closet and everyone's happy.
Exactly.
Yes.
Alan is also a championship jockey. having won many major races, including York and Doncaster.
Mm, yeah.
His mother invented Tippex.
And he was raised by otters.
That's a good one.
See,
yes.
No one's going to believe that.
You've gone too far. That's ridiculous.
Edit that one out.
All right.
His godfather was Liberace. Mm. I'd believe that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be good.
Although this has turned out to be false, and it's actually Danny LaRue.
Oh, the greats. All the greats. Yeah. Danny LaRue.
He's married with two kids, and he's homophobic. Get all that in there.
Yeah. But I hate gays.
By the way, let me just say, hate gays.
Hate.
Yeah, not eight.
With an H.
You
eight guys.
No, well, no. I'm sure you do, Alan, but let's not... We're with Alan now. You.
Right. Okay, fine. Okay, hate. Good.
Can you put that on Wikipedia?
I can try.
Go on.
Do you know what? I reckon by the end of the next record, it'll be already up there. Somebody will have done.
People are probably editing it out as we speak.
One of our brilliant listeners will have sorted that out. He believes in ghosts and is allergic to wool.
That's it, yeah.
Anything.
Yeah. Wool or wolves?
Both. Especially woolen wolves. They freak him out completely.
Oh, my God.
He'll be vomiting all over the place and coming out in a real bad rash. Right, you going to hang around for a bit longer?
Yeah, it is good. Yeah. It is nice, yeah.
Paparazzi outside when he turns
up? Yeah, just one, though. Just the one.
That's Martin. He's a friend of ours.
Now, I don't know if it was Martin.
Was it not?
Yeah, I think Martin was to a party. Okay. He had to get off.
Do you want me to take off the Alan Carr is dead? I could do that.
Is it still on there?
Yeah. It's still there, look.
Yeah, take it off.
No, is it still there?
Well, look, I've got it here. See, I'm in the source code.
Yeah, but you know it's not true because it doesn't give an end date on your life. You know when it says born 14th of June 76, it doesn't then say your death date.
Oh, I see.
Oh, my God, they've changed it already.
Currently edited by Chris Moyles. We are on to you. You are unfunny.
He currently dates roly-poly DJ Chris Moyles.
Oh, no.
No.
I don't mind being dead, but that's taking the mickey.
Oh, come on.
Oh, no. Please, I'd rather be dead. Put that I've died.
Okay.
Oh, no, duh. I'm dating roly-poly. What? That's horrible.
It also says that you were, as a young child, the original Milky Bar kid.
Oh, they're having a laugh.
And that your brother has one finger.
Oh, oh no. Oh, no.
His brother was E.T.
You made that up?
No, look. with my very eyes, he was the original Milky Bar kid. His brother has one finger.
Oh, no. Oh, no, now I can't edit because there's a edit conflict.
Oh.
Sorry.
Leave me alone, please.
We're changing your life here. This is
a Hollywood film, isn't it? Someone goes on the internet and I change my life.
We're erasing your history.
Oh,
yeah,
my poor brother would be trying to ring in, but he's only got one finger.
Yeah. He'd be all right on a push button.
He's taking him ages.
Phone.
He's like, damn you.
Oh, dear. And now says Alan Carr is dead, Alan Carr is dead, Alan Carr is dead.
Oh, no, don't! Bye. Why are you doing? Why do you hate me?
There's also something at the end which I can't read out, but just before the E.T. bit, Chris, have you seen that there?
Oh, no, that is dirty.
Exactly. He also sucks. No, he's not. He's very funny.
That is
dumb. Right, well, let's play a record and find out where the hell Alan Carr's life is going next on Wikipedia. Alan!
Coming up today on Radio 1, yes, at 10 o'clock, Joe Wiley is being co-hosting the show with Kylie Minogue.
Wiley and Kylie.
Ooh. Okay. Edith Bowman at 1 o'clock with more movie chat, James King. Scott's at 4, Zane Lowe's at 7, and Steve Lamax here at 9, featuring Hardfire and Azobi Seksu. So all that coming up today here on Radio 1.
What did you say?
The session track from Azobi Seksu.
Yeah. In 1995, at the age of 19, Alan won the Maltese National Highboard Diving Championships.
And do you really have an irrational fear of whipped cream, Alan?
Oh, no.
People are changing your life history second by second.
And you smell of cats.
Oh, that's nice. Oh, thanks.
That's actually true.
Sorry.
So this is like being in a kitty cat factory. Alan Carr will redo his biography in a couple of records time. It's 20 past nine. This is Timbaland.
That's the Arctic Monkeys and Teddy Picker. I like Teddy's, don't you? It's 9:25.
Can I add, we have an update for the how much money people are pledging for Dave to have his bum waxed. At the moment, we're standing at £22,404.
Is this really going to happen?
What, the bum wax or the pledging money?
I was kind of thinking because it had gone quiet, then perhaps...
Well, look, you know, if we've got £22,000 being pledged, then you should really do it. That's a lot of money. We've got £400 in the studio between all of us now.
But you see, I appreciate that it's all for a good cause and it's an enormous amount of money, which is going to the children, but I'm just not sure I want to get my bottom out on BBC Three.
And I'm waxing it.
So the Wikipedia thing has gone crazy. I've now... Alan's just gone, if they're messing around with Alan's, what are they doing with ours? Chris Moyles is a fat disc jockey. That's how my Wikipedia entry starts.
And it's always said that.
Sue them.
Well, I can't really sue them, can I? On what grounds?
Well, you know.
Well, that's true. I'm a broadcaster, not a disc jockey.
Yeah, that's right. What else did they put in if...
Oh, it says that, it says that I used to date you.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Well, it's not true, because as we all know, you've spent the most of the interview saying you weren't touched with a barge pole. Which I think is horrible. Alan Carr.
Well, the reason me and Justin went to Miami, we're having a civil ceremony over there.
Well, that's not true. That's not true. You're making
it. He is technically my wife.
He could have been a witness, though. You would have needed a witness.
Oh, I know. We did need a witness.
Justin Lee Collins, by the way, who hates you because you were meant to go for lunch the other day and he told you he's in America and he's quite blatantly not because his mobile phone is ringing. Let's ring him again.
Don't.
It's ringing with
don't, it hurts. It hurts.
He might
me.
Be listening by now. He might answer.
He might be awake.
Yeah. Hello, you lovely man.
Oh, you know that number he gave you? It wasn't his number. He just did it to shake you off.
Right. You know. He only had to ask. He didn't have to lie.
He is in America. He wouldn't lie to me.
Yeah, that sounds like... That's got America written all over it.
Oh, he's put it down.
Oh.
That's even more
terrorising
him. Come back.
Oh, we'll do it again.
One more.
Don't.
Last time.
That's... He's put the phone down. He's... Yeah. He's not a morning person.
He's in bed in Bristol.
Stop ringing it. He's in America.
He's not in America.
That is the same...
It's not.
That's
it's
the
not.
Same ringtone as Minnesota.
Shut up.
It is.
Answer.
What's Han Solo doing in Minnesota? Hello, you lovely man.
Don't. Leave him alone. It's all about me.
Welcome to the Orange
you
Answer
see.
I'm sorry.
Why does she sound so snotty, by
not
the way?
Available. Please
she's not
call.
Sorry that he's not available.
And why would you want to re-record the message?
You want to re-record
your
message.
Second. Justin, it's Alan. I'm sorry I left that message earlier, but I've hit the drink again. I just want to tell you I love you, and I'll come back and do Friday Night Project after Alan Carr slips a ding dong in January. Bye bye.
That woman does sound snooty, doesn't she? It's like when she says, you have one message.
Yeah, only one.
Yeah.
It's not from Justin.
The woman on my sat-nav is a snotty cow as well.
You really? Can change that.
Make... No, not on mine.
Oh.
You have made a mistake, you fat idiot. Make a U-turn as soon as possible, if you know what a U-turn is. And by the way, have a wash. It's horrible, my sat-nav.
I like that. Make a legal U-turn.
Yeah.
No, just do it now. It's the M1.
Turn right now! Oh! listen, you're more than welcome to hang around, by the way. We have to finish the interview, but you're more than welcome
yeah,
to stay.
Yeah, I'll hang around, yeah.
Stay and stare at Kylie through the glass.
Oh, yeah.
We'll be on this morning. 10 o'clock.
Oh, I'll say hello.
It's Wiley and Kylie. Alan Carr, his third debut live DVD.
How can you have a third debut?
I don't know.
Do you know what it is? I tell you exactly what they've done, right? Who makes these notes?
Cara.
Love
you.
Here's what she's done. Jimmy Carr was on last week. That's his third DVD. So what she's done is, rather than type out the whole sentence, she's just kept some of it, but she hasn't deleted it.
Oh, that is shoddy.
Isn't it? It's not a bad DVD.
No,
I'll tell him you thought he was shoddy. Alan Carr's DVD is called Tooth Fairy. Please go and buy it today because he's very lovely and I'm a big fan of his work and his crazy little face.
And I want to buy my brother some more fingers with the money.
Oh, by the way, listen. My friend... Yeah, if you just switched on, I'm not even going to explain that. My girlfriend's sister-in-law, Lisa, loves you. And I told her that I was interviewing you today.
Oh, yeah.
And she said, oh, tell him I said hello.
Oh, hello.
And she said, the kids will be gone to school. She's got two little ones.
Oh.
If you want to pop round for coffee on the way home and a chat, not a problem.
Oh, well, I will. I'll hold her to that.
Yeah. Yes. So she's in Afghanistan.
Psycho. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I love Kabul this time of the
year. I think she's only got coffee. Yes, cafe. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Alan Carr.
Oh, Alan Carr! I'm in love.
And Justin, if you're listening, I'll see you for lunch at 11 o'clock.